This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi announced a formal impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump amid allegations he sought Ukraine's help with his 2020 re-election bid. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella.
Theoretically, faster than they have been. The House Judiciary Committee is the one tasked with recommending articles of impeachment if the inquiry leads it there. There would then be a full House vote, and if approved, the articles would move to a Senate trial overseen by Chief Justice John Roberts. Forcing a president from office needs a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and that's never happened. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
AP's Jackie Quinn says President Trump is predicting that the Democrats' impeachment inquiry will actually help his re-election bid.
President Trump had a response ready even before the Democratic House Speaker announced the inquiry.
Our country's doing the best it's ever done. They're going to lose the election, and they figure this is a thing to do.
And his campaign team quickly released a video of Trump's congressional critics.
We're going to launch an Article 3 impeachment.
In the question of impeachment, it's about time.
With the tagline, while Democrats' sole focus is fighting Trump, President Trump is fighting for you. Trump insists that he's done nothing wrong in his discussions with Ukraine's president, and a transcript will show that. In the video, he says,
it's the only way they're going to beat me. And actually, it's working the other way, because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden says if the president does not comply with a congressional demand to hand over all the information related to the Ukraine situation, he will leave Congress no choice but to initiate impeachment. From Washington, this is VOA News. Earlier on Tuesday, President Trump addressed the United Nations, highlighting some of the cornerstones of his re-election campaign. VOA's Margaret Beshear reports.
With the 2020 presidential election campaign in full swing, Trump addressed two issues very dear to his voting base: trade with China and the flow of migrants from Central America into the southern United States.
The American people are absolutely committed to restoring balance to our relationship with China. Hopefully, we can reach an agreement that will be beneficial for both countries. But as I have made very clear, I will not accept a bad deal for the American people.
And he had a direct message for undocumented migrants.
Do not put yourself in danger. Do not put your children in danger. Because if you make it here, you will not be allowed in.
Margaret Beshear, VOA News, the United Nations.
In his speech, Mr. Trump also called Iran one of the world's greatest threats. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, speaking through an interpreter on the Fox News channel, says the Islamic Republic has no nefarious nuclear goals.
Trust is something that Mr. Trump took away from this framework. We had an agreement. Mr. Trump exited without a valid justification, and illegally.
Rouhani will address the UN later today. Lawmakers in Britain are returning to the House of Commons following a Supreme Court ruling that Prime Minister Boris Johnson had acted illegally by suspending Parliament. AP's Karen Chamis reports.
The Prime Minister is hurrying back to London after cutting short a trip to the UN General Assembly amid demands for his resignation from furious opposition parties. Johnson remains on a collision course with Parliament over his determination to extract Britain from the European Union on October the 31st, even if no divorce deal is reached. Parliament has passed a law requiring him to seek an extension if there is no deal, but Johnson says he won't do that under any circumstances. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says the government respected the court decision.
The Prime Minister, like I, recognises that the Supreme Court has issued a unanimous judgment. We respect that. We will, of course, obey that judgment, obey the law.
Karen Chamas, London.
Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he is trying to help de-escalate tensions between the United States and Iran. Khan says President Trump asked if he could de-escalate the situation and maybe come up with another deal. Khan says he spoke to the Iranian president but would not reveal more details. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck parts of northeastern Pakistan Tuesday, killing at least 25 people and injuring more than 300 others. The quake caused extensive damage to roads and buildings in the Pakistani-administered part of Kashmir. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Voice of OAA 1. The Voice of America.